It's Mike. Can we meet?
I told you not to come. It's impossible what you want to do. They'll kill you.
That's a taste of Australian film Jerga, which has become our official entry to the Best Foreign Language Film category at the Oscars. It wasn't until the mid-1990s that Australia even had a film in that category. But since 2012, we've had a submission every year with films like Ten Canoes, Samson and Delilah, and Charlie's Country. Jerga director Benjamin Gilmore joins me on RN Drive. Congratulations, Benjamin. It's pretty exciting.
Thank you, Patricia. Yeah, it's a great day for us.
Must feel pretty great to be part of that group.
Well, totally. I think it's the company we're in more than anything. I mean, the idea of winning is obviously attractive, but just to be in the company of some of the best films coming out of 80 different countries is a great honour.
It's a compelling premise for a film. Basically, in a nutshell, an Australian soldier decides to return to Afghanistan to try and apologise to the family of someone that he's accidentally killed. What prompted you to write this?
Well, it's kind of, you know, my response to the ongoing involvement that we have in the West in Afghanistan. And I certainly know from spending time with my Afghan friends, I've made plenty of friends over there on previous films and visits, that they're clearly suffering the most from this extended occupation that's looking down the barrel of 20 years, really. So it was a response to that. It was also a response to a lot of veterans that I had come across in my day job, although I do work night shifts as a paramedic, which I've been doing for 22 years. And there are a lot of veterans suffering, not just physical, but a lot of mental illnesses and injuries after their experience on multiple tours of Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, that was something that really pushed this film into being.
It's a pretty remarkable backstory as well. You had funding, you'd casted Sam Smith in the lead role, and you had permission to film in Pakistan, but then it all fell through. What happened?
Well, it was one of those dreams come true for an independent filmmaker with a project. When I was writing Jerga, I think it was halfway through the first draft, and I was contacted by a person in Pakistan, a wealthy businessman who was a fan of my previous film that I shot in Pakistan on the border, Son of a Lion. And he offered to put up the budget, the funding for another film set in the region. But of course, when we flew to Pakistan, he hadn't acquired the adequate permits from the Secret Service, and they blocked our shoot, and then he pulled his money out. So we were stuck in Islamabad, the actor Sam Smith and myself, wondering, you know, what to do next. And we decided that there was a little shame coming home with nothing after such a venture. And, you know, with a bit of that Afghan pride, we bought tickets to Kabul and proceeded to try and make the film there.
Were you surprised that Sam agreed to go ahead?
I was. And bearing in mind that I'd made all these promises about heavy security detail, bulletproof vehicles for Pakistan and this huge budget, it was more than $100,000, which in Pakistan goes a long way. So when that fell through, you know, I was quite surprised he agreed to take an even greater risk going to Afghanistan, because we didn't have, our contacts weren't as strong. We had a couple of phone numbers, one of them provided to us by artist George Giddos, who knew some filmmakers in Jalalabad that he worked with, and a tour guide from Bamiyan, and that was about it. And so when we flew in, we made a couple of calls and met this pair of great Afghan producers in our guest house and explained the story. And they were very enthusiastic about the story we wanted to tell. And they believed it was very plausible that this kind of story would happen in their country and culturally appropriate. And they really wanted to get behind it. And so they did.
What happened when you landed on the ground? How did you go about casting locals?
You can't really achieve anything in Afghanistan unless you have Afghans on board with you, willing to help you, you know, achieve your goals. And so once they're on board, I mean, it's not just that they were believing in the project and the message and how important it was they felt for the world to hear this message and to see their people in a new light, but also that when an Afghan promises to undertake a project with you, they'll put their life on the line for it and they'll really make it happen. I mean, it's what they do with their guests.
Did you raise suspicion once you'd started filming?
Well, no doubt. I mean, some of those suspicions certain militant groups would have had, we may not have ever known about. You know, there was talk afterwards that the Taliban did know we were making a film in Jalalabad and left us alone because we were Australians as opposed to being Americans. And they certainly can't stand Americans in that part of Afghanistan. Australians, they tolerate a bit better because of our cricket. And according to our contacts there, the Taliban have big fans of cricket. But there was talk of Daesh, ISIS, that are present in the mountains around Jalalabad in Nangarhar province, that they were a risk to us, and there were rumours that they tried to plant an improvised explosive device on our film set, and we had to change locations at one point because of that. But, they were risks that we were all taking together, and we're all in it together. And the Afghans, perhaps you could argue more so than we were, we could always catch a flight out of the country.
How long did you end up spending there filming?
We were there for about 2 months, but shooting days numbered no more than 20. And the reason for that, of course, is that you're working like a news crew, because you can't have a traditional schedule where you have everything mapped out and you get your call sheet and you go to a certain place and everything's been arranged. There are so many elements you have to contend with. The security situation or level, I mean, is measured like and assessed like the weather is in our country. So you have to check the security situation every morning. And so we were limited in Kabul. We couldn't shoot every day. We had to take the opportunities when the security level wasn't so high. So we needed to keep a constant check on that. And they were limitations. Also, you never knew who was going to be available to turn up at any one day, whether your actors would arrive. But there was something about that spontaneity that kind of a shoot brings out. And, when you do have an opportunity, when you've got your crew and your cast and you're heading out to set and you've got a few hours on location, you really make the most of it and you shoot fast. We were shooting sometimes up to 10 scenes a day. Putting that into perspective, a film shoot in, say, in Sydney or Melbourne or anywhere in Australia would be lucky to do 3 or 4 in a day.
Looking back, do you think it was a crazy idea?
I think it was a crazy idea, but, to achieve anything in life valuable and meaningful, there are certain risks involved. As I get older, I'm just constantly reminded of this concept of nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I think the higher the stakes, the more precious the reward is. And so to come out of Afghanistan with a feature film, I mean, it's quite surreal thinking about it now. We would have never imagined on the mountainsides in Afghanistan when we were shooting, we'd be in a situation where our film Jerga was selected for the Oscars. I mean, it's just quite surreal. But it's also a beauty in it, because what came out of that experience was this amazing collaboration between Afghans and Australians that resulted in a film that's heartwarming and beautiful. I mean, you could classify it as a war film, but it's more of a peace film. I mean, there's virtually no shooting or no killing in it. It's about people coming to some kind of resolution and some kind of reconciliation despite all those barriers and differences.
Well, good luck. We'll all be cheering for you, of course. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Benjamin Gilmore is the director of the great Australian film, Jerga, and this is RN Drive.